Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to our very first podcast of 2024. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach. I am a full-time content creator, and I'm also the host of this podcast. And it's been a minute. I know. I've seen the DMs, I've seen the comments, and I know it's been a while. I think in my last podcast episode was about a week or two before the end of the year. And in that episode, I mentioned how I was going to take like the last week or two off from the podcast, from creating content. And that honestly got extended a little longer than anticipated because I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I sound really nasally right now. I got really sick last week, the first week of the new year, and I have to just be completely honest with you guys. This new year did not start how I anticipated it to start. I was not expecting it to be a rough start to the new year. So before we get into this episode, I do want to just share like how I've been feeling, a little life update, just where I'm at. Towards the end of last year, I was intentionally taking a break, slowing down, resting, and that was really nice because it was with intention and I knew I was doing it so that I could come back in 2024 better recharged and feeling refreshed. But the first week of the new year, I would say the first 3 days went really, really well. I was waking up at 5 a.m. I was doing my daily habits. I was hitting my goals, feeling good. And then Wednesday night, I started to feel a little bit under the weather. Thursday morning, I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat, but I was still feeling okay. And I went to a Pilates class. But after I came back from my Pilates class, it just hit me all at once. And I felt so horrible. I felt so sick, and I've pretty much been sick since last Thursday, and today is Tuesday, January 9th. I'm still sick. I would say the worst has passed, definitely, but I don't fully feel like myself quite yet, but I am regaining a little bit of energy, so I'm doing what I can. Obviously, starting the new year sick is not fun. I don't think it's ever a good time to get sick, but starting the new year sick is, I think, 10 times worse. And the reason being, you know, during the new year, everyone's super motivated. Everyone's really excited to start a fresh year, to accomplish their goals, to change their lives. I think, especially on social media, everyone's talking about their goals and showing off, you know, their workouts, going to the gym, eating healthy, like everyone's just super motivated and on that new year hype. And I definitely was on that wavelength as well. And then when I got sick and I could no longer physically do the things that I wanted to do, that really messed me up mentally and emotionally more than anything, like because everyone else around me and on social media seemed to be thriving, working on their goals, being super productive and motivated, and I was here sick in bed, could barely do anything. I started to feel like I was falling behind in life. I was falling behind on my goals, and I really just started to get in my head a lot, and I started to feel like, wow, it's only the beginning of the year. It's only the first week of the year, and I'm already feeling so behind. How am I possibly going to achieve the things that I want to achieve and do the things that I want to do if I'm already behind and we're not even a full week in? And it wasn't even a full week when I had my first breakdown of the year. I only lasted about 4 days of 2024 before I had my first breakdown. I think that's like a record for me, but it is what it is. So it definitely wasn't easy having those thoughts and feeling those things. What I learned in asking how your new year went for you guys, at least the first week, is that I wasn't alone in feeling this way, which was, like I said, comforting to know. Of course, I'm not happy or excited that some of you also had a tough start to the year, but it's so comforting to know that it wasn't just me. Especially because I think right now social media is often like our highlight reels, which I'm personally a fan of. I don't always want to go on social media and see everyone complaining all the time. And I do enjoy seeing other people being productive, and I do enjoy seeing other people's happy moments. But when I'm personally going through something difficult in my own life or I'm struggling, it is harder to see those things. And I think that just goes to show the power in community and transparency. And I really, really love this community. And one of the positives that came from me getting sick and being forced to slow down and reflect was realizing that I have such an aligned community, which was something that I wasn't sure that I had. If you guys saw my Instagram stories last week, I did a little survey where I asked you guys some personal questions about getting to know you guys better as a community in terms of what are your values, what are your interests, what are your hobbies, and also asking questions about what it is you want from me in 2024 and what you like to see and hear from me. And reading your guys' answers validated so much for me that I am on the right path, that I am doing exactly what I am supposed to be doing, and I am serving the people that I want to be serving. And that made me feel so, so good, especially when I was reading over your guys's interests and hobbies and also what your personal values are. I'm not even kidding when I say everything that you guys said is exactly what I personally value as well and what I'm interested in as well. So some of the main values that most of you guys said were you value kindness, you value honesty, loyalty, you being down to earth, and that is something that I personally value as well. And I think sometimes in the social media space, it can be difficult to find genuine, honest people because it's very surface level and people want instant gratification. To know that I have cultivated a community full of like-minded people who genuinely desire the same things, who value the same things, who are genuine, kind people, is just, it made me feel so good to know that that is who my community consists of. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who filled out the survey. Thank you for allowing me to get a better idea of who you are as a person, what you desire, what you value, what you want out of me. It was so, so helpful. So although starting the new year sick was not what I intended and it wasn't expected, there definitely were a lot of positives to being forced to slow down and rest, which was one, getting clear on who you guys are, what you want from me, connecting more with my community, which was amazing. And I think another huge lesson that I learned just this first week has been reminding myself that I cannot always control the outcome, but I can control how I respond to what's happening to me. And I will say when I first initially started getting sick, I was obviously letting it affect me in a negative way because I was like in my head, I was thinking all these negative things. I was like, oh my God, I'm falling behind. After I allowed myself to really self-reflect and slow down, I realized that just because maybe the first week didn't go as planned doesn't mean the second week can't be better or so on and so forth. So I just wanted to say this as a reminder. If your New Year's did not start the way that you wanted, maybe you're having a rough start to the year, that's okay. That doesn't mean that the rest of the year is going to be that way or that it has to be that way. You can choose to start again this week, next month, in a few months. It really is your choice. And if you're kind of in a funk right now and if you're going through it, allow yourself to go through it, but don't allow yourself to stay in it for too long. And that's something else that I was reminded of this week. I found myself kind of almost staying in it too long. And then I quickly reminded myself, okay, what are the lessons in all of this? What is something good that is coming out from this situation? And once I did that, I was able to kind of shift into a more positive mindset. And I think one thing I really, really want to work on in 2024 is not being so dang hard on myself. It is so unfair, the pressure that I put on myself. And I know it comes from a good place. I know it's because I just want the best for myself. I just want to achieve my goals. I just want to reach those desires that I've been working on for such a long time. And I know it's because I have so much faith in myself. I'm learning that I don't have to be so tough on myself. So yeah, that's how the first week of 2024 went for me. Not the best, but still some silver lining in it all. And now that we are in week two, I'm slowly trying to get myself back into it, but without rush, without any pressure. Like I said, I'm still a little bit sick, so I'm just doing the best that I can with what I have. And I know eventually I will regain my energy. I will get back to feeling better. And once I do, then we can, you know, hit the ground running and do what we want to do. But until then, we'll just do what we can. And so I first want to get into my three themes for this year, like my three core words that describe the energy or the focus of this year. I shared for 2023, my words were, I believe, aligned, arrived, and abundant. And this year, my three intentions and themes are: one, to surrender. One of the biggest lessons of 2023 for me was being forced to surrender and trust, especially when I had no idea what was going on or why certain things were happening. And this year, I'm really leaning more into that. And when certain things don't go my way, when doors close, when I get a no, when I get rejection, I am trusting that that is for my protection and that is for my greater good. And there is something, someone even better on its way to me. It's definitely going to be a main theme for me this year, as well as consistency. So towards the end of last year, I feel like I was becoming very, very consistent in terms of my content, my habits. And then of course I took a little break and then I got sick and I fell off. But I want to kind of get back to that rhythm that I was in before I took a break and just be more consistent with everything that I do. I really believe how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I just want to show up consistently in all areas of my life. I want to show up consistently for myself every morning. I want to show up consistently for my movement of the day. I want to show up consistently for my relationships and my friendships and my career, my work, my content. I want to show up consistently for you guys. And I just want to overall be a more consistent person. I really believe that 2024 is going to be probably the most transformative, life-changing years that I've had in a while. I feel like it goes in different waves. And I feel a big transformation coming this year. And I know in order to create massive change, it requires consistency and discipline. And that is what I'm aiming towards. It's just consistency in all areas. And I think because the year started with me being inconsistent because I was sick, that was another reason why it was super challenging, because I knew my word, one of my words for 2024 was consistency. And I felt I was already starting off on a bad foot. But once we're back and feeling better, we are going to be in our consistency era. And then my last word for this year is elevation. And I'm really focusing on elevating in every area, in every way in 2024. We're elevating our style, our habits, our mindset, our routines, our experiences, our expectations. This year for me is about allowing myself to experience more, to be more, to see more, to expand in ways that I haven't yet. And I'm really excited for that. And I think what will allow me to elevate ties into being consistent as well. So those are my three intentions and themes for 2024: to surrender, to be consistent, and to elevate. Okay, so now I want to quickly get into my 2024 ins and outs. I did share a little snippet of my ins and out on my Instagram and my TikTok, and I don't mean to like rush this. Of course, I want to give you guys a long and value-packed episode, but honestly, I'm still not feeling my best, so I don't want to spend too much time talking because recording the podcast already drains me so much in a good way, but I honestly don't have a lot to give right now. So I'm just going to quickly get through my 2024 ins and outs. So my first 2024 in is romanticizing my life. This was something that I did all throughout last year for every season, every new little era that I was in. I know some people are so over the different eras of whatever you might be in on social media, but I personally love this because I feel like it romanticizes our lives, whether you're in your reading era, your self-care era, your single era, your working mom era. Like, adding a little title to whatever season you find yourself in is a nice way to romanticize your life, especially if it's a more challenging season or a season that you might not want to be in per se. I really enjoy romanticizing my life this way. It makes things much more manageable and fun. So for example, right now, I feel like I'm in a season where I need to be super disciplined and focused, and that might not sound super enticing or fun. So to kind of change my perspective, I'm just calling it like my focused era, my disciplined era. And it just really helps to change my perspective. So we're definitely continuing romanticizing our life. We're romanticizing the little things, the everyday things, to the bigger things, because that is what makes my life beautiful and how I'm able to enjoy the day-to-day in my own life. And I'm not just waiting for something exciting like a vacation or an event or whatever. Like, I enjoy all the little things and all the big things. And my first 2024 out is rushing life, rushing the journey, feeling pressure to have it all figured out, to get it all done. And I'm learning to chill out, take a step back, and again, surrender, trust that things happen when they are meant to happen, and I am not on anyone else's timeline. I'm not here to please anyone else. I'm not here to make anyone else happy. I am here to live my life on my terms, whatever that may look like, and I really do not care what anyone else thinks, what anyone else wants for me. I don't care. All I care about is living my life on my terms and making sure that whatever choices I'm making, whatever I'm doing, is something that genuinely aligns with me and what I want for myself. Okay, my next 2024 in is early mornings. So I really haven't been having early mornings the first week of the year because I've been sick and I've been prioritizing resting as much as possible and listening to my body. But once we're over this little hump, we are back to the early mornings. I was waking up really early, pretty much the last part of the year and right before I got sick, and I loved waking up early. I loved starting my morning, doing my morning routine, getting my workout in, and then just being ready for the day. It was just super motivating. I felt so productive. I got so much more done. My next out for this year are poor sleeping habits. So I've really been prioritizing my evening routine consistently lately, which was something that I used to struggle with. I've always been like a morning routine girl. Doing my morning routine has always been something that is easy for me. I don't have to think about it. But for some reason, doing my evening routine has always been a challenge, and I've never really had a consistent evening routine until recently. I think once I started using the night routine journal by Wild House Paper, that is when I started building a consistent evening routine. And I think that journal helped because it gives you a section to write out your ideal night routine, and it has like a little habit tracker and everything, and that really helped me build consistency. And now that I've also added certain supplements and rituals in my evening routine, that's helped me get such a good night's sleep. Now I can't live without it. My next in, which is something that I shared in my last podcast episode, I believe it was my current obsession of the week, or I don't know actually, but it's my weekly reset and recharge routine. So I have created this like Friday solo self-care night routine for myself, where I start my Friday evening with some therapy. I love a good therapy session. And then after my therapy session, that's when I either take a walk. Right now it's been a little bit too cold to walk, but when it's not cold, I'll take a walk. I will unwind from the week. I have been loving a good bubble bath to end my week, do my skincare, and just have a good solo self-care time to myself. And I think having a therapy session really helps me to unwind from the week and being able to ease my mind. So a good weekly reset and recharge routine on Friday nights has been so wonderful. I didn't get to do it last week because, again, I was sick. So I'm so excited to do it this week. But that has been really, really nice. My next out is caffeine on an empty stomach. So like I mentioned earlier in this episode, one habit that I've successfully implemented last year has been having breakfast before I have coffee, and I plan on continuing this habit and also adding supplements before I have coffee as well. There have been a few times where I've had coffee before breakfast. I noticed the difference in how I feel so much more. I feel actually more lethargic and I feel a little brain fog and I just don't feel my optimal best self. So we are out with drinking coffee before breakfast. We know that's bad for so many reasons, but we're not with that in 2024. No coffee before breakfast. And another in for me in 2024 is actually also drink related, but it's my Sleepy Girl mocktail recipe, which I've been raving about for the last few weeks. I'm sure you're tired of it already, but I actually changed my recipe since I last shared it. So I no longer use CBD oil in my mocktail recipe. I instead add magnesium. I've been using the magnesium powder by the brand Rhesus, I believe. It's their berry flavor. I got it off of Thrive Market. I ordered a bunch of wellness supplements and self-care things off of there, and that was one of the things that I got. So I've been adding half a packet of the magnesium, and then my tart cherry juice, and then my Olipop, and then I've also been taking my rest and digest supplements with it as well. So that's all right after dinner, and I have been getting the best sleep without that melatonin hangover the next day. I don't feel groggy. It's not difficult for me to wake up in the morning. I feel genuinely refreshed and ready to start the day. Again, this week is the exception because I have been sick, but other than that, before that, I have been feeling super refreshed every morning and I've gotten much better sleep. And with that, my next out for 2024 is wine. I'm not saying all alcohol because I don't know if I'll have a margarita here and there or anything like that. So I'm not specifically saying alcohol is out. I know a lot of people are choosing not to drink alcohol in 2024 and so on and so forth, which I think is amazing, but I don't want to put myself in a box if that's not something that I'm 100% feeling at the moment, because if I'm honest, I probably will have a margarita the next time I have dinner with the girls or for my birthday or whatever, but I have not had alcohol since November and I'm not really planning on having it anytime soon. But the reason why I say wine specifically is out for me in 2024 is because I feel like my Sleepy Girl mocktail has replaced my wine. So I only really ever drink wine right before bed to kind of help me get sleepy, which I know is not good and it's not healthy, but you know, just a glass of wine to help me decompress from the day. But now that I have my Sleepy Girl mocktail, I no longer feel the need for wine. I don't drink it any other time. So we're out with wine in 2024. But again, I'm not limiting myself to not having any alcohol at all. I don't have any intentions or plans to like drink anytime soon, but we'll see where this goes, but for sure, we are done with wine in 2024. My next in for this year is building a capsule wardrobe. So I don't know if it's, you know, because I'm getting older or my style, my interests are changing more and more, but I really am no longer interested in keeping up with most fashion trends. I feel like I haven't been in a while, honestly. And don't get me wrong, there are certain things that I love as far as trends. I'm not against trends at all, but I'm done keeping up with every single trend that comes out every other day. Like, I just can't physically do it, nor do I want to do it. And I just feel like at the age that I'm at, I'm in my late 20s, there are certain things that I just don't want to wear. It just doesn't fit my vibe. It doesn't fit where I am in life. And so I'm more focused on building a capsule wardrobe this year, focusing on fabrics, colors, pieces that I feel really good in, that represent the energy I want to exude. And another in for this year are quarterly spa days. So I am in a season where I want to add more luxury in my life. I want more of that soft life experience, which I will say I'm very grateful to experience now. I feel like I have a very easy life now in comparison to what it used to look like. There are a lot of things in my life that I don't have to do, but I get to do, from my job, moving my body, taking care of my home. Like, there are a lot of stress-free things in my life. I'm not saying my life is perfect or that it's easy or that I don't get stressed out, but do have a very soft life in that sense. And I just want to add more soft life experiences. And for me, having like a quarterly spa day to kind of end the quarter, start a new one, is an ideal way to do that. So that is something that I'm excited to add into my self-care wellness routine. I just think it's a great way to reset and recharge before entering a new quarter as well. Okay, so I had to take a little break because I could just feel my sinuses becoming congested, but we're back, and I have a few more ins and outs that I want to get through really quickly. So I believe my last in were quarterly spa days, adding more soft life experiences into my life. I'm all here for that. My next out is letting social media control the way that I feel or view my life. I don't feel like this is something that I struggle with often, but I do find myself occasionally getting caught up in what social media thinks about what my life should look like, what my relationship should be like, financial situations, and I feel like there's just so many nuances, so many opinions, so many hot takes on social media, especially TikTok. And if you are not careful, and if you are not confident in yourself, in your life, in your own values, you can very quickly get caught up in all of the nuances of everything, and that can cause you to self-sabotage some really good things in your own life. And I did find myself kind of getting caught up in some of the things that I actually do not care about or is not how I want to live my life. And I just think with social media and all of the opinions that are out there, it's so important to take everything with a grain of salt, even what I say, because whatever works for me, whatever my opinions or my perspective is, it might not necessarily be for you. It might not apply for your situation. So everything that you consume on TikTok, podcasts, videos, take everything with a grain of salt and use discernment when listening to other people's opinions and perspectives. It's great to be open to receiving information from all kinds of people, from all walks of life. You know, there's certain people that I follow on social media that we might not have the exact same beliefs, but there is still so much wisdom and information that I can gain from that person. And so yes, it's important to be open-minded, to be receptive to new ideas and things like that, but also use discernment when listening to other people's opinions. And kind of piggybacking on that, my next in for 2024 is continuing consuming valuable content as well as long form content. So I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but I feel so overstimulated with how much content I'm consuming in a short amount of time. And I really miss the nostalgic feeling of long form content and connecting with creators on a more personal level, like I did on YouTube, and just with long form content in general. So I'm very much craving connection and community when it comes to the content that I'm not only creating for myself, but also consuming myself. My next out for 2024 is workouts that I don't love, that my body doesn't love. And something that I've been realizing with trying different workouts is I don't love high intensity workouts. I don't love high impact workouts. And sure, I'm sure there are people who thrive off of those types of workouts and they live and need those types of workouts to feel good, to get results. But me personally, I prefer slower workouts, low impact workouts. I love walking, I love Pilates, I love stretching, I love yoga. And I'm not going to allow myself to, again, kind of what I was saying with social media, let anyone pressure me into loving something that I genuinely don't love. And I feel like this is honestly because of the age that I'm at, again, with the trends that I choose to follow or not follow, the things that I choose to watch, the content I want to consume, the habits that I want to cultivate. I am just over letting other people tell me what to do, what to wear, what to like, not like. And I'm just figuring out, okay, this is actually what I want. This is what I don't want. So I actually have just two more ins for 2024, and then we can wrap up this week's episode. But my next in is trying new date ideas every other week or a few times a month. So at the beginning of this year, my boyfriend and I wrote down a bunch of different places we want to go to, coffee shops, restaurants, activities that we've been wanting to do. And we wrote each thing on a piece of paper and we put it all in like a jar. And so every week or every other week, we pick one thing from that jar and we're doing that thing. So this last Saturday, we were actually supposed to do an escape room together, but again, because I got sick, we postponed it to another time. But I think this is such a fun and cute way to like get out of your normal routine and change things up a bit and try something new, especially if you've been wanting to do that with your partner or even with yourself as well. I think this is such a great solo self-care date idea to do. And since we're on the topic of trying new things, my last and final 2024 in is trying new high value hobbies that I've been wanting to do. And when I say high value hobby, I'm not necessarily talking about expensive hobbies or anything like that. To me, high value hobbies are hobbies that you envision your best self doing. And for me, my best version of myself is someone who enjoys Pilates, which is something that I already do pretty consistently. She enjoys tennis. She enjoys spa days. She enjoys, you know, leisure, relaxing, and also movement that is intentional, maybe flower arrangements and things like that. So when I say high value hobbies, that's what I mean. And your version of high value hobbies could be something completely different. It could be skydiving, scuba diving, knitting, crocheting, a book club, whatever that means to you. I want to do more things like that. That is not necessarily personal development related, anything like that. I do love my personal development stuff. I love being on this journey of self-growth, but I also think it's important to have fun, creative time separate from that. And that's something that I'm working on in 2024. More high-value hobbies and having more fun in high-value ways that align with me. Those are my ins and outs for 2024. It feels so good to be back. I don't want to say I'm back and better because I'm definitely not 100% better yet, but it feels good to be back slowly getting into a routine, kind of finding my rhythm again, creating content. And I'm just so excited to see what this year has in store. Even though it didn't start off how I wanted to and it was a little rough, I am still proclaiming that 2024 is going to be my most successful year yet, my most abundant year yet. 2024 is going to be the year that my life drastically transforms in the best way possible, whatever that might look like. I don't know, but I'm open to receiving it all. And I just hope that you continue to be a part of this journey with me, and I hope that I can be a part of your journey as well. And I'm just excited to see what this year has in store. But that is all I have to say for now. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.